Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, the co-host of The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll make a highlight of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. We think we've got a nice program set up for you tonight, so I hope you'll stick around. Tonight I'm going to do a co-host or a co-tribute to alto sax man Johnny Hodges and Hammond B3 organ player Wild Bill Davis. Johnny Hodges was the held on the lead alto sax jazz chair in a Duke Ellington band for about 30 years. And he would occasionally break away and do small group things outside of the orchestra. And that's what he did with Wild Bill Davis. Wild Bill Davis was a pioneer on the Hammond B3 organ. And I think you'll enjoy his sounds. They cut 8 albums together. If Johnny Hodges had the contract, they did it on the Verve label. And if Wild Bill had the contract, they did it on the RCA label. So there was eight albums all together. I'm going to try to give you a sampling of all of those albums tonight, and we're going to open it up with an album from they cut together called Wings and Things. And on Wings and Things, we've got Wild Bill Davis on organ, Richard Davis on bass, Ben Dixon on drums. Johnny Hodges brought along trombone player out of the Duke Ellington band at that time, Lawrence Brown. This is the title track. Let's listen to Wings and Things. Thank you. kickoff track for our co-highlight artists of the week, alto sax man Johnny Hodges, Hammond B3 organist Wild Bill Davis, a title track from their album Wings and Things, and also heard some fine trombone there by Lawrence Brown, who Johnny Hodges took along with him out of the Count Basie or the Duke Ellington band, and also some fine guitar work there by Grant Green.
Well, I'm going to start off with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims from a CD entitled Either Way. It's on the Evidence label, recorded in 1992. In addition to Al and Zoot on their respective tenor saxes, we have Mose Allison on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. The tune's written by Al Cooper, who was the leader of the Savoy Sultans, a group from the 1930s. And in keeping with our unintended theme, this is called The Thing. Thank you. was Al Cohn and Zoot Sims from a CD entitled Either Way. Al and Zoot on tenor saxophones with some nice exchange of ideas there. Mose Allen's on piano, Bill Crow on bass, Gus Johnson on drums with a tune called The Thing.
I'll continue with our co-highlight artists of the week. Alto sax band Wild Bill, Johnny Hodges and Hammond B3 organist Wild Bill Davis. And we're going to go to an album that they cut called Console and Sax, and selling himself by some great sidemen besides Johnny on alto sax and Wild Bill on Hammond B3. We've got Mondo Lowe on guitar, the Judge Milt Hinton on bass, fine drummer O.C. Johnson, and this is kind of a signature thing that Johnny Hodges did going clear back to the late 30s. He kind of owned this song for a long time. It's a Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields classic, Sunny Side of the Street. Again, we have our co-highlight artists of the week. Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wilbur Davis on organ, doing a little thing that was written back in the 30s by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, who wrote many, many great standards. Sunny Side of the Street, Johnny kind of owned that song for a long, long time. And besides Johnny on sax and Wild Bill on organ, we had some fine guitar work there by Mundell Lowe.
Well, next we're going to hear from Slim Gaylord from his CD, Slim Gaylord 1946, on the Classics label out of France. In addition to Slim on guitar, we've got Winnie Beatty, who on piano, who was the wife of Jack McVeigh, who often participated in some of Slim's antics, but he's not present on this one. We've got Bam Brown on bass and Zutty Singleton on drums. It's a tune Slim wrote called Early Morning Boogie.
Playing up all this 88.
Man, I'm just here for kicks. How about you sitting down taking 44, huh?
And that was Slim Gaylord from his CD entitled Slim Gaylord 1946. Slim on guitar, Winnie Beatty on piano, Bam Brown on bass, and Zutty Singleton on drums. Something a little conventional for Slim called Early Morning Boogie.
1966, Johnny Hodges, after a hiatus of about 5 years, we had a little swing band, was back in the Duke Ellington Orchestra as the lead jazz alto sax player. And in the summer of 1966, Duke undertook some other project that did not require an orchestra. He laid everybody off. So Wild Bill and Johnny Hodges got a little group together, and they moved into a club in Atlantic City called Gracie's Little Belmont. And this is live recording from Gracie's. in August of 66 that includes also Lawrence Brown on trombone out of the Ellington Band. And this is an Ellington composition that Johnny Hodges and the Duke played all down through the years, written by Ellington, called Just Squeeze Me.
Thank you.
was our co-highlight artist of the week, alto sax man Johnny Hodges, and his constant cohort down through the years on Hammond B3 organ, Wild Bill Davis, and they brought in Lawrence Brown on trombone out of the Duke Ellington band, and that was a little thing written by the Duke called Just Squeeze Me, recorded live at a little joint in Atlantic City called Gracie's Little Belmont.
Well, next we're going to hear from the Soprano Summit. This is a group organized and headed up by Bob Wilbur, who usually played a soprano saxophone, although he could play just about any instrument. And this recording was made live at the Ileana Jazz Club in 1976. And I think, Kent, we were probably both there at the time.
I remember it well. We were there. It was a great concert. It packed the place, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. This is on a Storyville label out of Denmark, and it features Bob on soprano sax, Kenny DeVern on clarinet, Marty Gross on guitar, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and Bob Cousins on drums. The composer is a little obscure as far as I could tell. The name associated most with it is Lucas Foss, a German classical pianist who's credited with it in 1946, and it's entitled Song of Songs. This is Soprano Summit with Song of Songs live at the Ileana Jazz Club. That was a festival in 1976. They weren't the only group there, but they played a major part in it. That was Bob Wilbur on soprano sax, Kenny DeVerne on clarinet, Marty Gross on guitar, Eddie DeHaas on bass, and Bob Cousins on drums.
Next up is another track from an album cut by our co-highlight artist of the week, Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis. It's from their album called Blue Pyramid. And they attracted a couple people out of the Ellington band for this particular track. There's also Lawrence Brown on trombone and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet. And this will give you a little idea of Johnny Hodges' solo artistry as he does a little thing that he wrote called Blues for Madeline. Thank you. nice, easy ballad written by our co-highlight artist of the week, alto sax man Johnny Hodges. Little thing that he whipped up called Blues for Madeline. And on that track, we also heard in the ensemble two members of the Duke Ellington band at that time, in which Johnny Hodges was a member, and that was Lawrence Brown on trombone and Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet.
Next, we have an offering by the Oscar Peterson Trio. This is the 1962 version of the trio on a Verve CD called Night Train. It features Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Ed Thigpen on drums. Ed replaced Herb Ellis in 1958, and they went with a drummer, I guess because they didn't think they could find anybody as good as Herb. So they ended up bringing out the trio that featured the drummer. And this is a Hoagy Carmichael tune entitled Georgia on My Mind. And that was Oscar Peterson Trio with Oscar on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on drums, with Hoagie's tune Georgia on My Mind.
Well, this is your co-host Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Dr. Al Korns, and we've been listening to some of the finest modern mainstream jazz that you can listen to on the FM station here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night for approximately 2 hours for the some of the finest in mainstream jazz. Hope you'll stick around. We've got another hour after the news at the top of the hour. We've only about a 5-minute break for the news, and then we'll be back for approximately another hour of modern mainstream jazz. So please stick around. I'm going to close it out with my co-highlight artists of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Well Bill Davis on Hammond B3 organ. Johnny Hodges had a great knack of just tossing off countless little blues riffs that he would put together for his recordings, and this is what little swinger he put together called Knuckles.